episode 17 of the podcast. My name's Sarah.
And I'm Hannah.
And we're the Travelling Two.
Sorry we didn't have an episode last week. It wasn't working with recording in hostels, but we're back again this week.
You get to listen to our beautiful voices once again and get your weekly fix, which I'm sure you will be very happy about.
I'm sure you've been waiting for us.
Yeah, just waiting. It actually does feel like forever, though. It feels like ages.
Since we last recorded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like 2.5 weeks, because right now we're only recording on a Tuesday, and we normally would record on a Sunday night, so we've like are over our 2 weeks. So there's a lot to update on and to talk about.
How have you found the last 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
As a summary?
Well, I feel like they've been two quite different weeks. The week that we were supposed to record, I felt like the week was just exhausting. And I just felt really, really tired that whole week. And then ever since we left Ho Chi Minh, got to Vietnam, it's been great. And I've not felt so tired. I think I've adjusted. I've, like, loved this week.
That makes sense.
How do you feel?
I feel happy that we're in Vietnam now. And I've really enjoyed everything about Vietnam, which we will get into. I'll save it all.
Let's get into it.
We finished the episode that we last recorded in Koh Rong.
Yeah.
And we had a few more days on the island of Koh Rong.
Yeah. And then after Koh Rong, we went to Kampot. So that was like the end of our Cambodia trip. Then we crossed the border from Kampot all the way to Ho Chi Minh. So we kind of just got a tuk-tuk to the border, crossed the border by foot.
Which was the Hat Yen border, which is the one that's nearest to Kampot, which is different to the one from Phnom Penh.
Yeah, and then we got a bus to Ho Chi Minh. It was very, very long. It took like a 12 hour day.
The basically. Whole day was so long. Like, we didn't get to the hostel in Ho Chi Minh until like 11 PM.
Yeah.
And we had left at like 10 AM.
Yeah. It was a very long day, but that was just the way that we had to do it. Probably would have been better to cross the border from Phnom Penh rather than Kampot, I'd say.
I think it would have been shorter, but only if you want to go back to Phnom Penh.
Yeah.
Which
We didn't want to do,
and I wouldn't say if you start in Phnom Penh that you'd necessarily want to do that. So as long as you're happy having that long a day, you're probably saving yourself, like, I don't know, 4 hours maybe by going via Phnom Penh.
So Ho Chi Minh was our first stop in Vietnam. Ho Chi Minh is like the biggest city in Vietnam, but it actually isn't the capital, and it's actually just hectic, like crazy busy.
Yeah, so busy, like. So many people, like, so many bikes on the road. Just the whole city is just,
madness.
Mad. Just manic. So in Ho Chi Minh, we visited the Independence Palace, and then we went to the War Remnants Museum.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, again, similar to Cambodia, Vietnam has a lot of recent history with...
The Cold War.
Yeah, with the Cold War. What we also did in Ho Chi Minh was go and visit the Cu Chi Tunnels. We actually did it on a very good tour. We did it on a tour that we had, like, sort of found around the town.
Mm-hmm.
And the tour guide thought would be quite good because he was kind of the right age. But actually, he was kind of making it a bit of a joke.
Yeah.
And we still got to see the Cu Chi Tunnels. And, like, it was a good sort of experience to be there.
Yeah,
and, like,
the Cu Chi Tunnels, for context, is where the South Vietnamese... soldiers would like hide in the tunnels during the war, and yeah, basically used for those purposes. And but like visitors can go in the tunnels, you can't really see loads, you can just go in the tunnels basically. And then your guide is supposed to be the one telling you loads of stories and telling you about what the soldiers used to do and that kind of thing. And I think the problem was that our tour guide just didn't speak very good English.
Yeah, he didn't speak great English, and also, but even then, like, he didn't particularly try and tell us loads about it. He told us a bit about, like, the air holes and dogs and snakes and different things that go, like, that went in the tunnels, but, like, not loads, I would say, in comparison to, like, maybe some other tours.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I would say Ho Chi Minh, we really did, like, sort of the war stuff. It's all kind of in that city, the museum, the Cu Chi Tunnels, it's all there to, like, learn about.
Yeah. We did go for, like, a wander through the city at night, and it's actually crazy at night as well.
Yeah.
Did, like, a walking street. The music was so loud, like, crazy loud. And they have, like, some cool, like, statues lit up at night.
And the People's Committee building is all lit up at night, and it's near the Opera House, which is meant to be lit up, but yeah, it just wasn't. But, like, yeah, even that street was, like, so, so busy. I quite like that street, though.
Yes. What would you rate Ho Chi Minh then?
I gave Ho Chi Minh a 6 out of 10.
6 out of 10?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, it was interesting to, like, learn about the things, but, like, I wasn't a massive fan of the Kyushu tunnels, and I found the city just, like, far too chaotic.
Yeah.
Like, it was more chaotic than, like, London.
Yeah. I gave Ho Chi Minh only a 4 out of 10. I just didn't think, like, it's really not really worth a visit. The War Museum and Independence Palace was good, but, like, I don't know. I didn't love Ho Chi Minh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I just feel bad giving things that low.
4 isn't even that low.
4 seems very low. It's below 5.
No. You can't rate things like that, because otherwise you're never going to give anything a low
score. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. And then from Ho Chi Minh, we went to Da Lat. So there's kind of 2 ways that backpackers go. You can go to Mune first, which is slightly closer to Ho Chi Minh, and then to Da Lat, or you can just skip Mune and go to Da Lat, or you can just do Mune to Nha Trang.
Yeah, so that's like kind of 3 ways, I'd
yeah,
say.
You can. So we decided that we wanted to skip Mune just because of time. It's sand dunes.
And also because it's Mune is literally all there is really there is sand dunes. Mm-hmm. So
and
we've been to a few sand dunes already.
In Australia.
And the way that you do the sand dunes in Mune is you have to get a quad bike. So it would only be if we want to do a quad bike on the sand dunes, which I think would be cool and everyone really enjoyed it that have done it, that we've spoken to. But we just, like, didn't feel like doing it at this time.
Yeah. So we thought we'd head straight to Da Lat, which is a town in the mountains. And Da Lat was amazing. I really, really, really liked Da Lat.
Yeah.
It's, like, a really cute little, like, French town. You can just tell that it used to be a French colony. So we stayed at Taigen Hostel, which
I really love Taigen Hostel. I just love the people there. As soon as you arrived at Taigen Hostel, they're so, so welcoming. And it, like, really makes a difference to your stay.
Mm-hmm.
They're just all, it's like a family, and they're all there to, like, help you carry your bags, make you feel at home, like, you know, give you breakfast, give you coffee, make sure you're, like, just, like, settled in. Like, we arrived there at a ridiculous time in the morning. They tried to give us a bed, but there was no beds available, so they, like, just gave us blankets, and we just slept for a bit, and then, you know, they gave us breakfast when we woke up, and they, you know, they sorted out tours for us. The evenings were great there, like, they're just always sort of, all of the staff are always around, always, like,
Helping
people, just, like, sort of, I think it's more the fact that they don't separate themselves as staff, they're, like, kind of more integrated and just, like, friendly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, from Taigen Hostel, we booked a bike tour around Da Lat. So, they had 2 main tours from the hostel. One was canyoning, which sounded really, really fun, and is, like, were one of the main things to do in Da Lat?
Yeah, so I'd say there was the 2 main things, is what they said was the canyoning, which we didn't happen to do, but everyone said it was great and looked really cool, and the waterfall tour, which is what we did, where we went to so many stops.
Yeah, we did it with Mr. Kong from the hostel.
Yeah, one of the guys from the hostel.
Yeah, it was really good. Like, we stopped at, I can't remember where we stopped at now.
We stopped at a couple of waterfalls, one where we swam, we went to a massive pagoda that was all, like, artsy and really cool inside.
Yeah, like a massive, massive Buddha with paintings inside. It was really, really cool. We ate crickets again. Well, I ate crickets again.
Yeah, crickets, white wine tasting. We had a great lunch again.
Yeah.
Went to Paradise Lake. Like, you just went to, like, loads of different places.
And I just liked it when we were, like, biking through the mountains, because it really, really
it was
felt
really
just like the French Alps.
Yeah,
like,
it was really, really nice. Pretty. And then the second day that we were in Da Lat, we just wandered into the city, like, the little town ourselves, which I really enjoyed. We went to the square and we went to the Crazy House, which is, like, this weird and wonderful house that's, like, an architecture's made, where there's just, like, loads of rooms that are all joined together by, like, tree trunks that they've made into,
mm-hmm.
like, so many steps. You just don't know where you're going to end up.
Yeah, it reminded me of Gaudi in Barcelona, like, that kind of style, but its own unique thing. It was really, really cool. I just felt like the whole time in Da Lat, it didn't feel like Vietnam. Like, it felt more like the same as Europe, but, like, different.
I don't know. For me, I'd say, like, every place that we've been to in Vietnam has had a very unique feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Ho Chi Minh was crazy busy. Da Lat was just, like, lovely, sweet, sort of homey town.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, going on to, like, other places that we've then visited, each one has just been, like, very individual.
Mm-hmm, I agree. Yeah. So what would you give Dalat, then?
I gave Dalat a 9 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
I think the canyoning would be really fun, mm-hmm. and I want to go back, and then it can, like, go do up. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, the reason we didn't do canyoning was because you can do canyoning anywhere.
You can do canyoning anywhere, but, like, everyone keeps saying that the canyon in there was really good.
Yeah, I suppose.
So I want to, like, go back and give it a go at some point.
I gave Dalat... I only gave it an 8 out of 10. But I really like Dalat, so I feel like maybe I should... You keep giving really high ones.
I know.
I feel like I should reevaluate, because I really loved Dalat.
I thought Dalat was great.
Yeah, it was great.
So why would you rate it down to
just
an 8?
Just because I'm thinking other things need a 10, and other things need, like, higher.
Mm.
You know? I did love Dalat. So, okay, let's... I'll give it a 9.
Okay.
Give Dalat a 9 out of 10.
Nice.
It was a very cute little...
It was nice. Place. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, after Dalat... We headed a few hours further north, back to the coast, to Nutrang.
Nutrang, I would not recommend.
Okay. Do you want to skip straight to your score, then?
I don't even know what to say about Nutrang.
Nutrang's, like... So you can go straight from Dalat to Hoi An, or Munay to Hoi An, but Nutrang's... A good stop on the way to break up that journey. That journey would be incredibly long.
Yeah.
If you didn't stop in Nutrang, which is doable and is absolutely fine, but just, like, you're on a bus for longer.
Yeah, because the bus from Dalat to Nutrang was 4 hours, and then Nutrang to Hoi An is, like, 10.
Yeah.
So if you're doing all that in one, it would be, like, a 15-hour bus, which isn't fun. But I don't know. It's really weird, because other people that we've met have said that they love certain places, like... We met a guy yesterday who said that... Not yesterday, but Tommy. He said he loved Nutrang.
Yeah.
Which is...
It depends what you're looking for. Nutrang's a pretty built-up seaside town.
City.
City, yeah. We went to the mud baths, which is basically a spa, but, like, you sit in a bathtub full of mud, and there's a lot of hot pools and jacuzzis and things. It was a really nice, like, chill day.
It was very nice and relaxing. I think the main problem with Nutrang is that we only wanted to stay there one day.
And we couldn't. Yeah.
And then we had to book an extra night because the buses were full. And then... So then we had an extra day. We didn't quite know what to do. Like, should we just go for a beach day in the city? Which we could have done, but we decided to go to...
Baho Waterfalls,
which actually were really nice as well.
So, like, I do think the 2 days we had there were nice.
Yeah.
And, like, I liked both of the things we did. Baho Waterfalls was also really nice. Like, you get to proper trek and climb to get to, like, 3 different lakes. And they were really nice to swim in. And, like, I did really like that. We went to the night markets in Nutrang, which was also quite a nice street and quite a nice night market in comparison to, like, some other night markets I'd say we've been to.
Yeah.
It's, like, as a place, like, the stuff we did there, like, was nice. Just, like, I don't think it's necessarily necessary.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm realising now. Like, none of it was very cultural. You know, like, you can do a mud bath or, like, a spa... In the UK, you can go to a waterfall somewhere else. Like, you don't have to go... You didn't have to go to that waterfall.
Yeah.
So I'd say, like, Nutrang, if... Like, it just doesn't really add anything to your
Vietnamese experience. Yeah, that's what I'd say. It doesn't add much to you. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
So that's why we'd say, like, skip it. So my rating for Nutrang was a 3 out of 10.
Wow. I'm gonna give it a 5 out of 10.
5 out of 10. You never give lower than 5.
No, I mean, that's even a downgrade from what I originally wrote down.
Wow. What did you originally write down?
6.
Wow.
So then we did make it out of Nutrang, even though it was one day late, and we headed to Hoi An, which was brilliant.
We love Hoi An.
I love Hoi An.
Like, Hoi An has been my favourite city in Southeast Asia so far.
I'd agree.
Not city. It's more of a town, but, like...
It's like a... Yeah, it's definitely not a city. It's a like a very small, cute little town. We went and explored, like, they have the old ancient town with, like, the Japanese covered bridge and all the markets and the night markets.
Everywhere is covered in lanterns. All the streets are, like, yellow with pink blossom. And it's just really, really, really sweet and really artsy as well. Like, lots of nice art.
They have, like, so many little stores, like, little art stores. little clothing shops, and then they have, like, they're quite famous for their tailoring, so they have all their tailors and all their, like, boutiques where you can get everything made. We also got, like, bikes, and we cycled to the beach and through all the rice paddies, which was really pretty.
Yeah, like, it has everything. It has the town, it has the beach, and it has the rice fields. It
also has great food.
Yeah, like, it really does have everything. Like, when and we pottery. Love And even, and in the night, it was even nicer, because in the night time, all the lanterns are lit up, and you can get a boat ride. It's a bit hectic and a bit crazy.
It is crazy. Like, you can't not get a boat ride. Like, you are harassed to get a boat ride
every single night. And every single night we're like, we did it last night, we did it last night, and they were like, no, you can go again.
And even the river, like, the river is so packed full of people on boats,
but like the boat ride is still great, and it's like still...
it's so, it really, like, even like it comes to life
at night.
Yeah,
yeah, it's so nice.
So do we agree? It's a 10 out of 10.
It's a 10 out of 10.
Yeah. Fayam was great. We were going to only stay there for 2 nights, and we extended it to stay there for 3 nights.
Yeah, just because
it's
not?
such a nice place.
It's a place to just wander around. Like, you can't, like, we got, I think we had enough by the end of the 3 days.
Yeah, I think 3 days is, like, I'd say, like, probably 2.5 is probably what you need. Like, if you can get a afternoon or night bus the third day, you don't really need, like, a third night, but, like, it's still nice, and there's always extra street food you can try.
Yeah, exactly. It was all the food, though, was fun to try. Like, they had so many. I think this is the first time we went to a city and we, like, we actually completed,
I think we tried all everything. The street food. Yeah,
yeah, there was, like, tea, was like, drinks. But then we, melon or I also tried this, like, watery jelly bean sweet
rice
dessert
corn. Yeah,
it had, like, it had so, like, many such savory a weird things, mix of stuff in it, all sweet. Yeah, it's just so random, but nice.
Yeah,
cool to try.
And then finally we left Hoi An this morning, and we did the Hai Van pass to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. On to our tiffs and tails of the week.
My tiff with you is more of a disagreement on a previous tiff that you've had with me.
Okay.
And I feel like we've switched to...
positions.
We've switched positions, yeah. So, in the last week, I would say, like, maybe in the last... yeah, definitely the last week. I don't know about the last, like, 2 weeks. But the last week, my photo skills have way topped your photo skills. And... my photos of you have been way better than any of your photos of me. And I think agree. Our skills have completely switched. And I'd also even say, potentially mapping too. And I can't remember when this happened.
Mapping? I'm sorry, I will immediately disagree with you.
I can't remember when this happened, but there was one specific moment when I was like, wow, I'm way better at this now than you are. It doesn't happen often, no. I have to say. It was only one specific moment, but I can't remember when it was.
I think it was when we were cycling and you thought you were better than me. But I'm telling you now, it's impossible to cycle and have your phone out and lead the way when I was in the front. Was it that?
It might have been.
I knew it. I knew that you were thinking that I was a terrible mapser, but I wasn't. I was trying to cycle and have a phone out and not get it nicked by someone by having my phone out. That's what I was stressed about.
Okay. All right. Put in my place.
No, but I do agree. My photo skills.
And you can't blame your phone. You can't blame your phone.
We've been taking a lot of photos in the dark at night, and my phone is not capable of taking photos in the dark at night.
I got great pictures of you.
You did. I don't know how. Yeah. I'm not good at the focusing at night.
No, you're not.
I'm good at daytime photos, but not nighttime photos.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Okay.
Okay. My tip of you... I have multiple tips, because many things have happened tonight.
Go on.
So my first tip of you that I have for tonight is...
are they all from tonight?
I all shouted at you for them as well. Not shouted at them, but I all told you about them all. Except for one, I think. Maybe. Anyway, we come in and we're really, really sweaty from the day. And Hannah goes to have a shower. And I come to have a shower after her. And the toilet roll is all soaked.
Can I just say, it's bone dry now. And it still works.
Yes, I know that. But at the time that we were talking about...
Did you hear me when I was sitting on the bed? And I went, after you said that, and I sat here on the bed and I went, my tip with you is...
Because I shouted from the toilet. My tip
was like, you know this is coming as a tip.
So then we had wet soaking toilet paper and I couldn't use the toilet, basically.
Yeah, the toilet paper was wet. But in my defense, the shower, when you then, you hadn't experienced the shower. That shower is like not the best shower.
You could have anticipated and the wet room, because that's been something that we've had the whole time in Vietnam.
So what, was I meant to take the toilet paper just and leave
and
it in the room?
And then take the toilet paper out. That's what I would have done.
Would you now? Sure you would have.
Okay, my second tip from tonight.
Yes.
Is Hannah. Okay, this isn't really a tip. It's just something about Hannah that she does. And it can come across as your typical British tourist comes abroad and acts like everyone knows that knows English. She will go up to every single store that is laid out on the street and go, "What's that? What's that called?" As if all of them can speak English fluently and know what you're on about.
I'm not asking them, like, in detail, like, what the ingredients, which is what I really want to know, but I'm just asking them a friendly question of, what's the name of this thing? I want them to tell me it in Vietnamese.
I know, but, like, they're not gonna... I just,
what's it called? Like, if I point at it and I'm like, name... Like,
you don't do that, though. You don't point and say name. You go to them and you're like, what's this called? Like, what is it? What is it? And I'm like... That's not going to work with them. They're not going to know what to say to you. They just respond in Vietnamese and we have no idea what they're saying back.
I never know what they're saying. I have had many conversations of, I don't know what.
Yeah, those are my tips. On to our tales. So our first tale is about our bus experiences. So we touched on this last episode, because we took that night bus from... Battambang to Korong. But the buses in Vietnam are actually quite different. Like, we've been taking sleeper buses, and our first one was from Ho Chi Minh to Da Lat.
Yeah.
And that one was really nice. We were very pleasantly surprised, because all we've heard is buses are terrible. Don't take bus. Not don't take
buses. As in, like, you don't have a choice to take buses. But, like, prepare very negative things about them, that they're, you know, you just, like, don't get any sleep. Which, I'd say sleep is limited.
Very limited.
But, like, it's not awful. It is very cramped. So, they put your, like, main bag under the bus. But then you've still got your, like, backpack with you. And there's only a little space to have it. And the more space you take up with your backpack, the less space you have for your legs. There isn't a lot of space. And, like, I'm quite short. And there's still not a lot of space. So, like, if you're tall as well, you're a bit screwed.
Yeah, like, no space whatsoever for my legs.
Yeah.
Like, at all. And also, I think the main difference was when I was comparing the buses in Vietnam compared to the bus that we got in Cambodia. Cambodia was flat. So, I like to sleep completely flat. I'm not a big fan of a pillow. Like, I'll have a pillow, but I'd rather be flat than, like, upwards. And all the ones in Vietnam... are like...
They're like a weird kind of V shape.
They're a weird V shape, but like not a V because it's not that angle, but like you're more still obtuse.
Like... Wow, maps.
Maps. So it's really hard for if you don't like...
It's not the most comfy. It kind of hurts your back.
Yeah, it really hurts your back. So wouldn't recommend. We get I got about 4 to 6 hours, I'd say, which isn't bad. On the first one.
Yeah, and then we did another overnight bus from Nha Trang to Hoi An.
Mm-hmm.
And that one was probably, like, not as good as the first one.
Yeah, we had curtains in our first one, and it was all, like, cool lights and stuff.
Yeah, and that was way better, because the second overnight one didn't have curtains. It's like, whenever they stop and turn the lights on, like, you are just awake. Also, my bed didn't have a ladder to get up to, which was just annoying. Plus, they dropped us in Hoi An, like, literally on the side of the main road.
Mm-hmm.
Which was, like, good that we were in Hoi An, because there was a point when I thought we were going to go to Da Nang, and that wouldn't have been...
The right place.
Yeah, the right place for us to get to. It's 40 minutes further north. But still being dropped on the side of the main road and then trying to, like, slap your suitcase across and get a taxi, like...
At 5:30.
At 5 a.m. is just, like...
not fun.
Not that great.
Also, the bus drivers honk constantly throughout the night.
Yeah, so you get that also impacts your sleep. Because they don't stop honking.
But yeah, so those are our best experiences.
Our second tale is our cooking class that we did in Hoi An.
Yeah, we actually didn't even mention this in our ratings. We did this through our hostel in Hoi An called Lovely Hostel.
Mm.
It was a lovely hostel.
Yeah.
It was called Cam Tan Family Tour.
Yeah.
Such a great cooking class.
It was a really, really good cooking class. We had a massive minibus full of people from, like, all different hostels. And you got to go to the central market to, like, buy the veg that you were going to cook later. They then took you to the water coconut village and you went on, like, a little bamboo boat and went fishing for crabs. And that was just, like, really fun. And the people that, like, made you weird jewellery out of bamboo. And then you went and cooked so, so much food, which all tasted amazing. And yeah, they brought you even more food that they had, like, prepared.
Yeah, it was just so much fun. Like, I think also we had such incredible weather. Like, when we were on the boats, like, it was so, so sunny. And, like you said, the fishing for the crabs was really, really fun. But the food, honestly, the food was incredible. So you were completely veggie, I was pesky.
Yeah, this is also something to add. In Hoi An, they segregate the vegetarians. I had it at the family dinner in the hostel where all the vegetarians had to go and sit on one end of the table. And as well, for the cooking class, all the vegetarians had to sit on a completely separate table and had a whole separate cooking class experience.
Veggies and peskies together.
Yeah, veggies and peskies together.
Yeah. Okay. So I made a shrimp salad.
Mm.
You just made a tofu salad?
Yeah, everything's tofu.
And then I made a sea bass clay pot. Honestly, the best fish I've had in, like, forever. Like, so good.
I made a tofu clay pot.
And then we made spring rolls.
Yeah, vegetable spring rolls. Really cool. Really good. And a
rice pancake.
Rice pancake, yeah. Again, you've had shrimp in that?
Prawns in that? Had prawns in that.
Yeah, and I had tofu in that again.
Yeah. But, like, all of it was so good. And it was just the extra dishes that they brought out at lunch. Like,
they brought Morning Glory, rice,
Khao Lao, which is, like, the special...
Oh, yeah, they were amazing.
...noodles from Hoi An. Honestly, the best noodles in the world.
They were really good. And they brought out some, like, eggplant thing.
They brought out some, like, this amazing soup. Like,
oh, yeah, soup.
The clams as well. Like, yeah, there was so much food, and all of it was great.
Yeah.
So, okay, would recommend...
Would highly, highly recommend...
Highly recommend...
Cam Tan...
Cooking class.
Cooking class. Or, like, and just a cooking class in Hoi An is, like, a big thing. I think Hoi An's just, like, very big for its food.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then our final tale is our experience of the Hai Van Pass today.
Yeah, so we picked, basically, this... This is a way to get from Hoi An to Hawaii. So you can, like, just do a normal bus. You can do a scenic rail train from Da Nang to Hawaii, which apparently is also really good. But you can also do this Hai Van Pass. We went to Da Nang. We went to Marble Mountains, which was really a collection of caves and pagodas, but was quite a trek, but cool to see. And we drove through Da Nang, saw the Dragon Bridge. And then you're on the Hai Van Pass, which is basically a coastal road.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that long.
No,
it's... The actual Hai Van Pass.
It's really, really high up in the mountains.
And it's, like, really windy.
Yeah, right next to the sea, though. Absolutely gorgeous views.
Of the whole of, like, Da Nang, basically. And...
Yeah, and we did this one... So we were on motorbikes. Someone... Like, we had a driver each. We actually were in a group of...
Seven of us,
Yeah, seven bikes, like, extra people. And you can actually opt to drive the bike by yourself, so one of the guys was driving himself. But, like, it was so good.
It,
like,
was a really, really good day.
Yeah.
It was, like, I definitely recommend it as a way to get from Hoi An to Hawaii. I'm doing it on the back of someone else. We, I think, got to see a bit more as well. So, like, we stopped for lunch at, like, this really nice waterfall place that was just after the Hai Van Pass and got to go for a swim. And then... You, like, took some back streets through some, like, all the rice fields to a fishing village. And it was just, like, it was a long day. It took, like, 10 hours to get here, which isn't, like, how long it takes to get from Hoi An to Hawaii.
It takes,
like, 3 hours. But yeah, it was really nice.
Another thing about this is I didn't know how we were going to get our suitcases with us. And they put all of your suitcases just on the back of the bike.
Yeah. Here, like, in Vietnam, everything just goes on the back of a bike. Like, they carry so much on their bikes.
And no matter how big it is.
It doesn't matter. They're not phased.
Yeah, so don't worry about that either.
Yeah, you can get everything on the back of a bike. It just is, yeah, carried. If you're driving it yourself, it's different, though. We'll ship it.
Okay, on to our lessons learned. So, our first lesson is that when you're meeting travellers, it's really, really, really useful to get other people's contacts, whether that's their Instagram, their WhatsApp, whatever, because people are so, like, kind and friendly and, like, will give you so many tips. I left my bikini just at the hostel, and this was the first time that actually I've left anything or lost anything. I was quite proud that we've managed 3.5 months without anything happening. But, yeah, I had left my bikini just drying in the sun. And so, thankfully, we had one of the girls that we had met there, her Instagram, and also two other girls that we met there. And basically, we managed to do a little link where one girl gave it to another girl who gave it to another girl in another hostel. And then she's going to take it home for me. And it's just really useful for... if there are people, because there's always people who are like 2 days ahead of you, because everyone's doing the same backpacker loop. Everyone's doing the banana pancake trail, that's what they call it. Thailand, Laos, Vietnam, Cambodia is called the pancake trail, and you either do it anti-clockwise or clockwise. So we have like a few people in front of us who we know that we'll see them like at the next hostel or like in town someday. Mm. And then there's people who are behind us. And so if you have people's contacts and like you leave something or you need something, it's really, really useful.
Yeah.
So even if you like don't think you're gonna stay in contact, like it's good to have their contact for that reason as well.
Yeah. It's also just good to have like to get tips from people and to like know where people stayed and if they liked it, if it was a good location, what things they enjoyed to do in the place, so that you only do like the best things and you don't pay for attractions that aren't so worth it.
Mm-hmm.
How they got about, like, it just good to like know. And then you bump into the people again and again because everyone's in the same place at the same time.
Yeah.
Our second lesson is that, as we said, we had the issue getting from Nha Trang to Hoi An. So I don't know if I'd say to book this in advance because you can't really, but be aware of this. So if you are planning to go to Nha Trang, then you might have an issue with getting to Hoi An within a very short period of time. Or if you take our advice and maybe skip Nha Trang, then I don't think you'll have a problem getting there from like Da Lat or Munich.
I think it's also because at the moment is the Vietnamese school holidays, so there are a lot of Vietnamese people also just like traveling around the country,
and the buses are filled with Vietnamese people as well. They're not like tourist buses. All the Vietnamese people get sleeper buses as well to get to wherever they're planning on going. I'll say our final lesson of the week is that Vietnam also has really good food, which we have touched on already. Actually, we've eaten a lot of like traditional Vietnamese food, whether it like restaurant, street food, everything. There's also a lot of vegetarian options. It's like not that hard to come across, or like restaurants seem to mostly have an option.
Mm-hmm. Also, it's the cheapest food that we've had in the whole of like, it's cheaper than Bali and cheaper than Cambodia so far.
Yeah. Like, yeah, and it's just, like, really, really nice. I would say if you are vegetarian, though, make sure you like tofu because, like, everything is tofu.
Yeah. So I was going to add on a lesson this week that I learned about Hannah. In that my lesson was that you have way higher energy levels than I do. That's what my lesson was. In general, like, I think you are just you're alert as soon as you wake up, you're awake, and then you manage to somehow like stay up late at night as well, and like with the sleeper buses you're still fine during the day. I just don't understand where all this energy comes from.
I was like, the first sleeper bus we got, like I just couldn't, like I was just like, I'm not sleeping on this. And it was like 2 a.m. and we just stopped for the toilet, and I was like, Sarah, that was when I was like, you can't sleep now, I'm too awake.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm so knackered right now, and you were like jumping up and down on the sleeper bus. I was like, what is wrong with you?
I was like, I need to get tired somehow. It was like 3 a.m. and I was far too awake.
Yeah, that's what I've learned.
Yeah.
Recently. On to our highs and lows. I'm going to start with my low this week. So I think my low was when we were in Nha Trang And there was one point where I was really, really worried that we weren't even going to be able to get out in the Trang for, like, a week.
The guy on the front desk of the hostel was not the most helpful. He really annoyed me, to be honest.
We did not rate this hostel at all.
We wrote a bad review on Hostel We're not gonna
name and shame on the podcast because we're not about that. But...
If you go through the hostels on the track and see Sarah's name on one of the reviews, it was that one.
Yeah. The guy on the...
He was just rude.
On the desk. We were just like, okay, the buses are full, so...
Give me another option.
Do you have any other options whatsoever? Can you please help us? We don't understand Vietnamese. We can't go to the bus station and, like...
Chat to them
because they don't speak English. Like, you're the only English speaking person here right now.
And, like, I would try to talk to them in English.
Yeah, and they just weren't that helpful. And he was like, oh, there's no buses at all. And we were like, even for tomorrow. And he was like, yeah, no buses. And then I genuinely thought that we were going to be there for...
I was like, we'll get a train. Like, he was saying, you can get this, but it would be, like, so, so expensive. And I was like, well, I'm not being in a train for a week.
Yeah, no, I thought it was going downhill. I was like, this is where...
Traveling ends. We'll just stay in the train. We'll just buy a house here.
Yeah.
No.
What was your list?
My item of the week was the Coochie Tunnels tour. I really thought that was going to be just, like, better than it was. Like, even going in the tunnel, like, you went through a tiny bit and they made such a fuss about it. And I was like, by the end of going actually in and through it, I was like, what was all the fuss about? Like, you went down hardly anything. You went in a trapdoor, but that was about it. Like, I just wanted more from being at the Coochie Tunnels. Like, the whole tour was, like... the whole afternoon, and we were off the bus for 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah, it
wasn't worth it.
It was literally, like, 2 hours on a bus, 1 hour there, 2 hours on,
like,
the bus.
I wanted more from it, so that was my, yeah, that was my low. What about your high?
Okay, my high from this week is really hard to choose from, and we have talked about both of these things already as well.
Yeah, go on.
But I think I'm going to go for the cooking class.
Okay.
Specifically, when we were fishing...
And you caught a crab.
And I caught a crab. I caught two crabs, actually.
Yes.
That was really fun. But also, our boat guy kept making us loads of, like, green...
Rings
and, like, a grasshopper. And he made us a crown. And no one else had crowns.
No, the boats got crowns.
There was, like, a massive tour group and, like, 10 other boats with us. None of them had crowns.
That's true.
We had a green crown.
It's special.
Yeah. But also just eating the food was my high as well. It was just great.
Agreed.
What was your high?
Well, so I did have two because I thought that you were going to pick one of these.
Yeah.
So I'll leave the cookie class and I'm going to say the first night in Hoi An. Was that your other one?
Oh.
Is that not your second one?
No, that wasn't my first one, no.
Okay, fine. Well, then what was your second one?
The Hai Van Pass today.
Oh, really?
When we were driving through the rice paddy fields on the left and there were water on the right, I was like, this is the most stunning scenery I've seen in a while.
Mm.
Like, Vietnam is beautiful.
Yeah, it really is.
Really beautiful.
My high isn't that.
No.
Okay, then I'll definitely stick to it. So, the first night in Hoi An, we signed up for the family dinner at Lovely Hostel, which was really nice. Everyone sits, like, whoever signs up, there was a full table of us. I don't know.
It was
how,
like,
many 20? Would you say? 20 people, maybe?
Yeah.
They make so much food, again, cater to vegetarians, and you just all are sitting around and
chatting.
Like, it's the first night, so we were all just, I don't know, some people had been there for longer, but everyone's just chatting, getting to know each other, and it was just really nice. And then one of the guys was like, oh, should we all go to, like, the night market, see the lanterns? And everyone went together to the night markets. We all got a boat on the river, wandered around the night market. It was just a really nice first mm-hmm. evening.
I agree.
And, like, yeah, good experience.
Nice. On to our interesting facts of the week.
Mm-hmm. You've got way more facts this week than I have to tell you.
The first fact is, you've told me that you've seen on the street lots of signs that only have Viet and then
Nam. And then Nam, yeah.
Vietnam is two separate words, and actually the Vietnamese government do use it as separate words, like it's supposed to be separate words, but when we translate it into English, it becomes one word.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, Viet means people outside of our country,
mm-hmm.
and Nam means to the south. So the Chinese people used to refer to Vietnam as Vietnam, the people that are outside of our country that are to the south.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So that's why it's called Vietnam.
But that's what the Chinese people referred to the country as.
Yeah, and that's just what the country...
is still called.
Is called.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. A fact about the bikes. Do you know how many bikes there are to people? Talk about motorbikes. Okay, I'll give you... Okay, there's 90 million people in Vietnam.
Yeah.
Population of Vietnam. How many motorbikes are there?
So many motorbikes.
Guess a number.
Less people have bikes, but then also there's, like, more bikes in shops that aren't owned by people.
Yeah.
So are we including those bikes, too?
I don't know. This is just a fact that I found on the
internet. All right, I'll go with 75 million.
No, not quite. It's 60 million. So two-thirds of people are catered for in terms of...
bikes.
They could all have a bike each.
Yeah.
Which is quite impressive considering that there's a ton of elderly people and a ton of kids.
Yeah.
Although they do learn to use their bikes.
At 13.
Yeah, like there's kids that are like 10 years old riding a motorbike, so...
mental.
Yeah. My last fact for you is... well, actually, a little kid told us these facts. When we were walking down the streets of Hoi An, there was like just these kids from, I don't know if they were from North Vietnam or if they were Chinese, they were just on holiday and they were trying to practice their English with...
No, they were from an English... they were like on a trip or something. They were like an English-speaking trip thing. I don't know. They were wearing these yellow T-shirts that said like, speak English with me or something.
Yeah, exactly. They wanted to practice their English and this little kid came up to me and he was telling me all these facts about Hoi An. Anyway... he said that Hoi An is a UNESCO World Heritage Site.
He had, like, a whole script that he had memorised.
Yeah, he really had. Like,
he was
could
so
tell,
cute.
You could tell that he was literally just speaking from memory, not
yeah.
actually from
and
knowing the words
in
English.
And his mum or his teacher or whoever it was like, do you understand?
Yeah, it's a UNESCO World Heritage Site, and it's one of the cheapest places in the world to get a tailor-made suit.
Mm.
Which is why everyone does it. We didn't do it because there wasn't anything that we specifically wanted to be made for us. Like, we could have got a nice dress, but I'd rather spend money on seeing a country than clothes.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
And I had a few interesting facts from today that we stopped to buy a fishing village at the largest lagoon in Southeast Asia.
Mm-hmm.
And all the boats there are actually people's houses. I actually thought it was quite sad. Like... I mean, not even quite sad. Like, it was really sad just to, like, see that that is their home. Like, it was just beds, but, like, covered on little boats. And there were so many kids about. And the guy that was leading our tour was telling us about it. And I got the impression that he grew up in that kind of village.
Yeah, I don't think he grew up on a boat, but I think he grew up in a very poor village.
Yeah,
that's what
I think
saying.
He did grow up in a very poor village. And he was saying that, like, the colour of the Vietnamese people's skin, it tells sort of their wealth. And the poorer people are darker skinned.
Because they have to work out in the sun.
Because they work in
the
sun
and
they like
and
just like live outside
fishing.
Kind of. Whereas like wealthy people are more covered up and...
work
white,
in an office.
Like, yeah, whiter skinned. But all of these people that live in like this kind of area are very poor and like, the kids can't go to school and they like, just kind of work on the field.
Yeah, he was telling us about how he... wanted to quit school just to help his parents out and work in the field.
Yeah, and it's a very, like, community sort of place where, like, he was like, I don't work for myself. Like, he's working for his family. Everything's sort of shared and trying to help each other out.
On to our upcoming plans.
Upcoming plans. So, as you said, we're now in Hawaii, so we're here for a couple of days, and then we are going to be heading to Phung Nga.
Yeah, so Hawaii is like an imperial city. So apparently there's lots of tombs of kings and a citadel to walk around. And Phung Nga has the biggest cave in the world. I need to fact check that.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure that's right. So stay tuned to find out.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
So to keep up to date with what we're doing, follow us on Instagram at the Traveling 2 Podcast. Make sure to follow us on Spotify to know when we release our next episodes.
Turn on your notifications so that you know when they come out. Also, do leave us a 5-star review if you're enjoying the podcast.
If that's your thing, girl.
We really appreciate it. It helps us get to more people.
Feel free to email us at thetravelingteampod@gmail.com.
We would love to share any travelling stories, any experiences. We've met a lot of travellers and, like, they have such cool random stories of things that have happened and, like, bus journeys and, yeah, like, we're sharing ours. We'd love to share yours. So, yeah, feel free to email. And thank you for listening.
We'll be back in your ears again next week, fingers crossed.
Yeah, if we can find a hostel that lets us record in a quiet space, that'll be great. Because we're paying extra just to be in a private room right now. And, yeah, and all these tours and things, sponsor us.
Yeah.
If you want to sponsor us, we'll...
promote you.
We'll give you some promotion. Anyone who's listening out there...
That's all for now.
That's all for now. Bye. Bye.